With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street's record-setting Trump victory rally may continue today as stock futures move higher this morning.
The stock market, I think, is just celebrating that the outcome of the election is known. Obviously, leadership of the House is not yet locked down, but investors are liking what they're seeing.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. President Biden due to deliver a post-election speech from the White House later this morning. Today's speech follows yesterday's phone call, during which the president congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory, inviting him to the White House in the near future. And Kamala Harris promising a peaceful transfer of power.
In her concession speech, the vice president said she called Trump to congratulate him on his election victory.
I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Harris also told her supporters not to despair.
This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
She said now is a time to organize, mobilize, and stay engaged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a fast-moving wildfire near Los Angeles has destroyed dozens of homes.
Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate as fire continues to rip through communities around Camarillo, California for a second day today. The blaze exploded in size in just a few hours.
Correspondent Donna Warder says that fire threatens 3,500 structures, 10,000 people under orders to evacuate. Wall Street soared to dizzying heights yesterday, the major indices all closing at record highs. This morning, Dow futures are up 97 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 23, and the S&P futures are up 16. This is SRN News. West Virginia rejects assisted suicide.
The margin was razor thin, but a majority of voters approved an amendment that bars doctors from helping people take their own lives. The bill reads, quote, "No person, physician, or health care provider in the state of West Virginia shall participate in the practice of medically assisted suicide, euthanasia, or mercy killing of a person." So far, 10 states and the District of Columbia have made it legal for people to commit suicide with a doctor's help. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is a momentous victory for life and for our entire country. And she praised the work of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. This is SRN News. As the war in Ukraine drags on, Ukrainian officials ponder the impact of Donald Trump's election victory.
Soldiers in a Ukrainian artillery battery on the front lines of the country's east were only vaguely aware of American election results pointing to Donald Trump's victory, but firm in their hopes for the next president of the U.S. A 39-year-old commander, who goes by the name Mozart, said in the hours before Trump's win was confirmed, "I hope that the quantity of weapons, the quantity of guns for our victory will increase." Though Trump's election victory throws into doubt American support for Ukraine and ultimately whether Kyiv can beat back Russia's invasion, I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Moscow, a Kremlin spokesman says he has no information on whether Vladimir Putin plans to congratulate President-elect Trump, but he emphasizes that Moscow views the U.S. as an unfriendly country, directly and indirectly involved on Ukraine's side in the war. SRNnews.com.